Good afternoon with a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin. The second edition of the Speakers Series Caribbean Masterclass is tomorrow and features award-winning filmmaker Frank E. Flowers. Hosted by Toastmaster Annick Jackman, the virtual class is free and designed to inspire and educate.
We're talking about shift and this whole idea of what it means when you have to change position, change direction. Again, thinking of the circumstances that many of us find ourselves in terms of coming out of this pandemic, a lot of us, it's created a lot of shift just globally. Some of us are dealing well with it, others aren't. It's all about perspective.
Ms. Jackman says the Caymanian filmmaker is in an industry that is constantly changing, and she's looking forward to some of the insights that will be shared during the live online event.
So next Tuesday, September 29th, 6:30 p.m. Cayman, and I would encourage people, they can email me at adjackmancayman@gmail.com for more information, or you can register online on eventbrite.com and just look for Shifting Perspectives, Rewriting Our Stories.
Ms. Jackman tells Radio Cayman she recently launched the Speaker Series with the hope of giving Caymanian talent an international platform.
The conversation will start with Frankie and myself, and we'll have a good chat. But then you have this option to write in your questions and your comments. And we launched this, I want to say, 2 weeks ago with Mr. Henry Mutu, and we had a really good conversation with Mr. Henry on storytelling.
You can find out how to sign up by visiting Eventbrite, that's Event, B-R-I-T-E, and searching for Shifting Perspectives, or email her at adjackmancayman@gmail.com. Again, the Caribbean Masterclass is tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. In other local news, organizers of the Intertrust Cayman Islands Marathon are offering a virtual option for overseas competitors due to the conditions surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. Many overseas runners who usually visit Cayman every year have opted to miss this year's race due to the current quarantine circumstances. Organizer of the race, Rhonda Kelly, says visitors are unable to do the 14-day self-quarantine requirement currently in place for people traveling to the Cayman Islands.
All we can give them right now is the updates that we currently have, which is that we're currently still requiring 14 days of quarantine, which obviously is not ideal for anybody coming that doesn't have that amount of time. I mean, most of the runners come per week, so the 14-day isolation doesn't really work for them. So they're happy to do that. We still have overseas runners that are registered and hoping that that might change. And if it does, then they will be coming to take part. If it's 5 days or if there's another alternative that they can come and take part, then we do have some that still want to come.
Mrs. Kelly is confident that visitors will return in 2021. And she says she believes the Department of Tourism prize will be a big incentive to sign up for the virtual event this year. Turning now for a look at news from around the region, here's Carib Update's Wendy Chateau.
Controversial ruling Antigua Labour Party MP Assot Michael faces expulsion from the ruling group after a feud with Prime Minister Gaston Brown spilled into the open on the weekend. Both traded barbs on local radio Saturday, a day after Michael was ejected from the parliament for reportedly cursing off the speaker outside the chamber the previous day. By Sunday, both Brown and General Secretary Mary Claire Hurst suggested that Michael, who was fired a few years ago from the cabinet, could face party disciplinary actions.
I completely distanced myself from his behavior, and I want to remind him again publicly that that type of rotten behavior is unacceptable and that he's not beyond the constitution of the Anti-Gambabi Labour Party, and that he will be subjected to disciplinary action at some point.
Jamaica's People's National Party will decide on November 7 who will be its next leader in a race that could end up being a fight between MPs Mark Golden and Lisa Hanna. On Sunday, Hanna officially announced she was running for the position, joining Golden, who had earlier declared. PNP's National Executive Council, NEC, its most powerful body outside of the annual conference, has announced that the nomination of candidates will take place between October 19 to 23 and the final delegates list to be made available by October 30.
And now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
Armenia has accused Turkey of direct military involvement in support of Azerbaijan as fighting in the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh continues for a second day. Azerbaijan has denied this, but Turkey has not directly commented. The Spanish Supreme Court has upheld a decision to bar the regional leader, Quim Torra, from office for 18 months. Mr. Torra was found guilty of disobeying a court order to take down a Catalan separatist banner from a regional government building last year. Japan's government says it wants a society that protects those struggling to cope after the death of the high-profile actress Yuko Takeuchi shocked the nation on Sunday. A government spokesman said the media needed to be more considerate when covering suicide. A professor specialising in China at Oxford University is to allow some students to hand in work anonymously to shield them from Hong Kong's national security law. Professor Patricia Thornton said students, particularly those with links to China, would not have to put their names on their work.
And that's it for Radio KMAN's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.